The federal government is looking into wind turbine guidelines in two states, California and Pennsylvania, and they couldn't be more different. California's guidelines restrict wind farms from certain areas and hold them responsible for the deaths of any wildlife, such as birds that run into the spinning blades. In Pennsylvania, the guidelines are voluntary, and if they're followed, they exempt wind turbine developers from fines for wildlife deaths. Along the western edge of the Appalachians, there's a ridgeline that stretches from the top of Pennsylvania all the way to Maryland. There are breathtaking views of rolling hills and farmland. And we're at one lookout point called Schaefer Mountain. Veterinarian Tom Dick is here counting migrating birds for the Audubon Society. Watching a pair of broad-winged hawks soar by, he says the wind here creates invisible highways.
The wind is coming out just right. They found the lane. They're making no movement at all. They have a long migration down to Central and South America, and they want to make it as effortless as possible, so they're using the energy of the wind.
That wind energy is attractive to wind turbine developers, too. Less than a mile away, the Spanish wind turbine manufacturer Gamesa plans to build a 30-turbine wind farm. Tom Dick is against the project. He says the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service discourages wind farms on migratory corridors like Schaefer Mountain.
They just don't want to see them on there, but there's no teeth in the laws today.
The laws Dick refers to is called a voluntary agreement, and nearly every wind developer in the U.S. has signed on. They agree to work closely with the state conservation agencies to reduce impacts to wildlife, and in exchange, Pennsylvania shields developers from liability if animals happen to die as a result of the proposed wind farm. Developers like this working relationship with Pennsylvania's Game Commission. They know what's expected of them, and they can adjust their plans as wildlife problems arise. Tim Volk is Gamesa's Schaefer Mountain Project Coordinator, and he says spring bird migration data the state required has already reshaped the project.
That led us to set some of our windmills back from the ridge about 400 feet to avoid any potential impact to them.
Critics say protecting developers from liability rather than protecting wildlife from death is the opposite of what Pennsylvania should be doing. But advocates for renewable energy say without such assurances, wind development in the U.S. will never live up to its potential. Mark Sinclair heads the Clean Energy States Alliance.
Every wind project is going to kill a couple of birds. I mean, it will happen. The problem right now is that these wildlife laws are so strict, they really create a financial and development challenge for wind projects.
Sinclair says Pennsylvania's system is the best in the nation, while guidelines recently released in California might hinder development there.
There's less of an incentive in California for a developer to follow these new guidelines because what do I get out of it? No permit and no guarantee that the state won't go after me for killing several birds unintentionally.
California's guidelines are intended to assist local governments in deciding where turbines should and shouldn't go, but to use them is optional, and wind turbine developers are still responsible if they end up killing birds. Everyone acknowledges that federal guidelines are needed, and while some states want more protection for their wildlife, other states like Texas don't consider it an issue. So for the next 2 years, a federal committee plans to weigh all the options. It's made up of representatives from various states, the wind industry, the Audubon Society, and research scientists. And whatever guidelines the federal committee comes up with, U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service officials predict the protection from liability that Pennsylvania has established will play a prominent role. For the Environment Report, I'm Lisa Ann Pinkerton.